The Rush Hour, 4 p.m. weekdays, thanks to Southern Volkswagen Ranella, 104.7 Triple M.
Afternoon, family. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of The Rush Hour, post-grand final. Of course, disappointing day for all of the Adelaide fans out there. The lovely boys were back in town as I welcome the man, or as his wife now calls him, the myth, the one, the only, Andrew Balboa Jarman. That'll make sense later on. G'day, Juice.
G'day, Louis. G'day, Adelaide. Nice to be here on a Tuesday. I hope you all had a lovely long weekend.
Thank you, too. I had a great one.
Excellent.
And nothing to do with the result, by
excellent,
the way, either.
Luke.
Can we just stop down? And you would have heard in the news there, sad news of the passing of rock legend Tom Petty, dead after a heart attack. We've got a 60-minute special following our show tonight.
Nice.
So if you're a Tom Petty fan, make sure you're tuned in.
Yeah.
At 6 o'clock, and you'll hear some of the great man's great tunes. All right, Juice, a lot to talk about, a lot to do today.
All right, keep going.
Try and work out where it all went wrong. We've got Treads on. We've got BT. He's going to join us after five as well. Brian Taylor.
Okay.
He's done a sit-down one-on-one with Jake Lever, who today
don't miss this one.
Announced he wants a trade back to Victoria. That'll air on Channel 7 News tonight. It's just after 6. Bristol's going to join us at 5:10. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah.
We're going to go through what disappointed you the most from the weekend. I know you're hurting out there, Crows fans, but what was the one thing that really got you goat? Murph won't even talk to me at the moment, can't even eyeball me, still is the disappointment.
Sean,
so
come
raw.
On. We need you.
But up next, we're going to get rolling early. As we said, official statement has come out today. Jake Lever informing the Adelaide Football Club he wishes to join a Victorian football club in 2018. Joining us next is the Crows head of football, Brett Burton, the Birdman. We're going to talk to Bird about how all that went down, how they've taken the news, and where to now, re Jake Lever. We'll also ask about Charlie Cameron. The rumours aren't going away there either.
No, they're
Juice.
Not, Lou.
That is next on The Rush Hour with Jars and Louie and a very despondent Sean Craig Murphy.
Triple M.
Chin up, mate.
Triple M. Jars and Louie, it's The Rush Hour on 104.7 Triple M. Thanks to Southern Volkswagen in Ranella.
Hey, how good when the Killers did the Oils? Pre-game as
brilliant.
Well. That was
outstanding, wasn't it? That was the best,
wasn't it?
Best grand final performance in 10, 15 years,
a long,
if
long
not
time.
Ever.
All right, now, time to knuckle back down. As you would have heard, or if you haven't heard just yet, Adelaide Football Club have released a statement. Jake Lever has informed them that he wishes to join a Victorian club in 2018. Joining us now to tell us all about this and how it was taken and where to from here is Brett Burton, the Crows head of footy. Birdman, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Birdman. Bird, depending where you sat, there was a school of thought it was always coming, but never easy to hear that somebody wants to leave your organisation. Can you take us through how you were informed and probably what was your natural reaction? And did you think it was going to get to this?
Yeah, well, I'm extremely disappointed, obviously. You never want to hear that someone wants to leave your footy club, particularly when they've only been here for 3 years. But we understand the nature of the around free agency when people have obviously given you a service over a long period of time and have earned the right to make a decision to either return to their home state or go to a club of their choice. But on this occasion, it's after 3 years, so extremely disappointing. And now we just look to make a decision that's based on what's best for our footy club.
Well, we want to get something really good for him because we know he's an outstanding talent. Now, he's obviously his preferred club, the Melbourne Footy Club, and what are we going to ask if it is the Melbourne Footy Club or Collingwood?
Well, we're in negotiations with a number of Victorian clubs at the moment. Jake's intimated that he wants to go to the Melbourne Footy Club. That's good information, but also irrelevant in the fact that we'll just do what's best for Adelaide Footy Club. So there's 10 clubs in Victoria, and we'll just negotiate with whoever will give the value for Jake Lever.
Bird, the question that always gets asked when a Victorian kid goes home is why can't you guys keep them? But there's a changing landscape around now, isn't there? That whether they be a 2-3 year, 10 year player, 6 year player, that the draw of family home seems to be the number one thing a lot of players are citing, so that they can be around all of those that can probably potentially help them cope with what is the extreme pressure that comes with the game these days. Not that you guys don't have a great environment, but that just seems to be the out for everybody. They want to be around family and friends because life's too short.
Yeah, look, I think the first thing for our fans and our members to understand is that, we've got a very good environment, we've got a good culture, and I encourage people to kind of reframe it now and go, how many people have wanted to stay at the Adelaide Footy Club?
Yeah.
People focus on the four or five players have wanted to leave over a 10-year period. I mean, four or five players in what, I don't know the exact numbers, but let's say we've probably had over a couple of hundred players that have played at the Adelaide Footy Club over the last 10 to 15 years, and we've had five that leave. But look, it's not a great percentage. And also taking into account that 60% of the talent is from Victoria. So, you've got a greater chance of people wanting to go back to Victoria when 6 out of 10 of them are from there. So that shouldn't be concerning from our members' point of view. There's no doubt that there is, it is a more intense and scrutinised industry at the moment. And so people certainly do value having the support around them. But be rest assured that we've got a good environment at the footy club. We've been able to retain everyone that we've wanted to this year, apart from Jake Lieb, and more than 15 people re-signed. So we're in a good place.
Birdman, what about Charlie Cameron? Will he recommit to the football club, or are we going to lose him as well?
Charlie Cameron's contracted for 2018.
Right. Good.
He's a required player.
And done.
He's contracted 2018.
Right, so he'll be in a Crows jumper next year. That's all I need to hear.
No worries.
Hey, Bird, trade period is upon us next week. How active? Obviously, depending on what happens with Lever and what you can get, and there's a lot of talk about Bryce Gibbs, which we'll have to wait and see how that plays out. But obviously not happy to sit with hands on under the bum. Going to be trying active and stock on this list or stockpile some draft picks?
Yeah, look, obviously we're coming out of the grand final. We're extremely disappointed and shattered with the result, and we operate in an environment where we want to get better, and we need to get better. So we're about continual improvement, and that includes not only the program we run and the schedule we run and the staff we have, but also the playing group. So we definitely be looking to improve our list and give ourselves a better chance to win a premiership in 2018 than we had in 2017.
Hey Birdman, are you excited about your good mate Joshy Franco back at the Crows next year, an assistant coach?
Yeah, super excited by that. It's it's a great appointment. Josh is an outstanding football person. Obviously, a highly credentialed player, but also got good coaching pedigree, being at North Adelaide and being at Sydney Swans for the last four seasons as well. So he's got a teaching background as well, which is really important in coaching ranks these days, to be able to know how to educate the younger guys. So We're super excited to bring him on board and look forward to enjoying the footy club.
Hey, Bird, thanks for your time, mate. Tough day, tough times for the footy club losing one of your young stars. Thanks for taking the time out to have a chat.
All right, thanks, guys.
There he is, Crows head of footy, Brett Burton. And just repeating the news, Jake Lever has informed the Adelaide Football Club he wishes to join a Victorian club in 2018. You can catch his reasonings tonight on Channel 7.
And Charlie Cameron will be playing for the Crows next year in 2018 because he's contracted.
Yeah,
good.
Adam McDougall is the health hacker.
Health hacking is simply hacking into the tools, tricks, and routines of the healthiest, happiest, and most successful people in the world and applying these little tricks and routines into your own life. I'm a health hacker because I've been a professional athlete for 20 years, but I've also combined my experience as an athlete with my university studies, from economics to nutrition and sports science, with the practical application that I achieved as an athlete to help people hack into their health. In each episode, I'm going to share with you the tools, tricks and routines of the healthiest, happiest and most successful people in the world. You can hack into your own health and live a happier and healthier life.
The Health Hacker with Adam McDougall. Listen now at podcastone.com.au or download the Podcast One app.
Brian Taylor coming up just after 5, 10 past 5 with the Rush Hour. Charles and Louis 104.7 Triple M. Thanks to Southern Volkswagen in Brunella.
The debrief is on 133353. Jump on Triple M Twitter. What was the most disappointing thing about the weekend's effort at the Adelaide Crows in the grand final? Juice, let's get to the family. They've come thick and fast on the phones.
Pete of West Beach. G'day, Pete.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Good,
totally
Pete.
Devastated about the weekend, but, these things happen. But I thought lack of coaching changes at three-quarter time, I reckon they should have shoved the team around a little bit like Blighty used to do. Put Jenkins in ruck, Sam up forward, put Tex in the middle for a bit, see what happens, get a bit of grunt in there and see what happens, eh?
Yeah, it's never want to die wondering, at least anyhow. Thanks, Pete.
No, that's it.
The forward line, which was just shambolic, and the delivery wasn't great at all. I reckon maybe Otten for Lever could have been something. Otten had a real dirty day, didn't know how to handle Rance. Whereas you had to change that look at some point.
Change the dynamic of it.
Yeah.
Look, Greenwood done a calf. Shouldn't have played.
Mm.
But they played him, and you're going to learn as a senior coach. Don't forget, Pikey's still a young coach in terms of AFL.
Absolutely.
But, mate, shouldn't have played. Nah. And my intel is that he's cooked. His calf was cooked. Yep. He started off well, young Huey.
Yeah, then was
he's going to be a talent.
From quarter time blew on, up. Yeah.
And you know, you don't go down that road as a senior coach in grand finals.
Nope.
Shaunie of Morfitt Vale. G'day, Sean.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Don't. Be careful, we're Sean. I'm a bit fragile, mate. Sean?
It was these omens, John, these omens. Oh. Every day we had to hear about these omens, and I had to hear it the whole drive over there about omens.
Sorry.
I think that's what's done it for us.
Oh, the jinx is back.
I thought of that the other night, Shaunie. Yeah. I really did.
Thank you, Shaunie.
You know, you maybe know, there's too many.
Jinxy Jarman, eh? You know, jinx.
Don't.
That's not your fault.
We've got a bit of distance here on the
this
desk.
This has got nothing to do with you.
Mark of Meadows. G'day, Mark.
Hey, boys. How you doing? All right.
All right. How are you feeling?
Flat as a tack, mate. Flat as a tack. As you know, within 3 days, we've lost the grand final and then lost one of our little warriors back there, Jake the Snake Lever. Well, boys, I'm off him. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
53 games that little upstart's played for us.
Mm.
Patrick Dangerfield hung around for 8 years. And, this is the worst one yet, boys. I'm telling you. This is the worst one yet.
Yeah, no, it gets worse before
it gets
better.
But make sure you watch Channel 7 tonight. You might have a bit more of a clear an understanding of why he's going back home, Mark, all right? So just hold your powder. Watch Channel 7 News tonight. And BT did a great one-on-one. And we're going to catch up with BT after 5 o'clock, mate.
But it does hurt. I know when they walk out after it, when you're down at your lowest ebb, it's always hard.
Boys, in the 2014 draft, 5 Victorian clubs just let him go, and we're the ones that put our we uncut Blue. We put our agates on the line and picked him up after he's done his knee. And this is what we get: another kick in the teeth, boys.
Yeah, it's a tough one. It really is. Mm. And we spoke to Brett Burton before, and it's always hard to accept that somebody wants to walk out on your place, but that's the reality these days, what we're facing. The pressure involved, Jars. Everyone wants to be around family.
Did you lose too many when you were at Sydney from interstate?
No.
Your retention rate was bloody good, wasn't it?
It was really good. But,
why?
Well, I think where we differ from Adelaide was the anonymity in Sydney. It's no fishbowl like here.
Yeah, you're right.
And you could get up. That's why Plugger came.
Yeah.
Yeah, Plugger, is what the ironic part with Tony was, Tony came up to get away from the spotlight, became a bigger star.
Yeah, I know.
Became a national star.
Yep.
But the guys who came up,
Barry Hall,
anybody who left the spotlight, they could walk down the streets without getting bothered.
No one would even know.
Absolutely. And that's different to Adelaide, whereas Adelaide, everybody knows who you are.
Paul. G'day, Paul. Angaston.
How you going?
G'day, mate.
How you going, lads?
What disappointed you the most, Paul?
Oh, mate, I was at the game. I was just shattered. It was just their effort. But I wanted to tell you the story of how I got to the game, because my humanity just grew, because I got given tickets to go at the game.
Oh, wow. How awesome is that?
Yeah, just walked around the ground with I needed tickets on my face with my family.
Yep.
We're walking around with this sign, and this guy came up and said, "How many tickets do you need?" I said, "Oh, 3. Like for all 3 of us.
Yeah.
And he goes, "Did you drive from Adelaide?" I said, "Yeah." And he goes, "No problems, mate. There you go." I said, "How much?" He said, "No, they're yours. Enjoy."
Stop it.
Wow. How good is that?
Jeez. I sat right in the wing in the AFL section, 13 rows back from the front.
Oh,
gee.
That's outstanding.
And then that finish just killed me.
Yeah, geez. Your day was going beautifully.
Oh, couldn't get better.
Oh,
and I had to let people know, because the guy's name was Darren. He wouldn't give me his last name, nothing. He was just brilliant.
No, well done, mate.
Oh, great story, mate. Sorry it didn't end out the way it
should have. Thanks, Paulie.
Thanks, guys.
Isn't that beautiful?
That is.
How good is that?
It is.
Pity we didn't show a bit more fight.
I tell you what, Darren probably had pockets full by that point. That's a good story, though.
Yeah, brilliant.
Because going right anywhere past 2.
It's 2 grand.
Too large.
Yeah.
So that was an amazing effort. Mm. Thanks, everybody. It's raw, isn't it?
Oh, the phones are still going berserk, Lily. Are we going to come back to the phones, or are we still pretty tight schedule on this 2-hour show?
We can probably get back to that. 133353. What disappointed you the most? I'd like to hear Murph Fanboy, where he's at. He's been flat today.
We haven't asked me how I'm feeling.
Yeah, well, I'll get to that too. I've had my say.
I've moved on.
I think yours is double-edged, though. I think yours is to do with the
There's
result.
There's no booty calls to anyone.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. I think yours is to do with the game, but also given the condition and the spray that you got from Marion at home. Read something else, which is coming up a little later in this hour. I think yours is a double-edged sword, my friend. And some of it is pity and some of it is disappointment.
It's the Rush Hour, Charles and Louis at Triple M. Brian Taylor, 10 past five on the Rush Hour with Charles and Louis on 104.7 Triple M. Thanks to Southern Volkswagen in Ranella.
Yeah, taking calls right now. What disappointed you the most from the weekend? Just we'll get you to wrap this up. And I'll start before we get to the calls now. Just the lack of trying to change the momentum, the acceptance of how it was playing out. And I know they were working hard to try and get it back on their terms, but there's two things that stop momentum. Mm. One is getting your hands on the footy, and they couldn't do that. Yeah, another one is getting physical and trying to get their mind off it.
Yeah.
And that comes right from all the way up.
Mm-hmm.
And it should have been, once you realise you were going down the slippery chute, a couple of contests and a bit more body work and just a little bit more physicality, just to at least make them earn it and earn it. And I'm not talking dirty.
No.
Just make them make it.
Just,
because it was a physical game of footy. It wasn't a wide open game of football.
It was tied in.
Yeah.
What's it like, though? Because you've been there, and when you start to see it slip away,
what do you do? You're getting angry, and you're getting angry at each other. Because when they get on a roll, I mean, I just remember, especially in the third quarter when the Kangas got flying, the fridge, Mark Roberts and a few of the boys, when they're kicking goals and things, just hollering and hooping, just loud and getting up and about and on the lip.
And then you blokes went in your shell and stopped being brave.
You couldn't get your hands on it. You know when momentum's gone.
But did you try and change anything?
Yeah, well, you do. But you try and get it and you try to take a few more risks or whatever you try and do, and then sometimes it doesn't come off.
Yeah.
But it's very hard to change and make it happen. And again, we should have bogged down for a bit.
Right. Should have, could have, would have.
Didn't do it. And very much like Adelaide. And then all of a sudden, in a blink of an eye, you look up at the scoreboard, instead of being a point up or a point down, it's five or six goals. And the rope snaps.
Just like that.
It's gone.
Before you know it, you're five down.
So that's where your on-field leadership, and I think they've improved so much more these days out there, the ability to find a way to go, hey, this ain't going well.
No.
What am I going to do to stop this? Is it an arm wrestle? Is it lock it in? Is it just take our medicine and keep going down the line? Let's just hold tight for a while and let them cool off.
Yeah, okay.
And see if we can't light up.
Yeah.
You know? It's the worst feeling ever.
And then the following year, where'd you finish?
Oh, we finished. I think we fell in. And in 97, we got beaten in the elimination final against the Western Bulldogs. The next year, you guys got us in the cutthroat semi-final in Sydney.
So there's no guarantees.
Mate, there's none. There's no. Mate, you don't get stamped. Hey, welcome back next year. You don't get the pass on the way out. You don't get any of that.
Shawnee of Adelaide. G'day, Sean. Thanks for holding on, mate.
How you guys doing?
Shawnee, most disappointing thing for you?
Just the lack of ulterior sort of game plan from the Crows and the coaching staff. They sort of had one game plan that they've stuck to all year, and to be fair, it worked, but grand final's a different ball game, and Richmond upped the ante, and they didn't know how to cope, and every single player on the team seemed to be lost out in the field.
Yeah, not a bad call. It's been one of the criticisms about going around. Not a lot happening in the box, Juice. Mm. Out to Blackwood now. Toddy.
G'day, boys. How are we?
We're all right. How are you?
Yep.
Shattered. Absolutely shattered. Anyway, I want to touch on the untouchables.
Yep.
The umpiring. They are absolutely deplorable. Not one South Australian in there.
No.
And KG touched on that, and KG wanted a fair umpiring. And those umpires, they just broke the boys. They tried to stick to their game plan. They were penalised unfairly for everything they tried to do. It was just absolutely shocking, in my opinion.
24-19 freeze in favour of Richmond. 6-2 freeze in favour of Richmond. Forward 50.
Charles, the other thing is, there's no stat for where on the field those frees are paid as well.
Where and when.
Critical times and when and why.
Mm.
And I'm sure you boys have spoken about it. I think everyone's spoken about it, but no one on the media is brave enough or is allowed to.
No, they got the bounce. Look, everything went their way. They had the bounce of the ball, Jars. They got the contentious calls.
Yeah,
it was almost a replay of the year before with the Doggies and the Swannies.
Yeah,
and that stuff always goes against you when it's not your day. Hey, this is a real heartbreak story. Get this one on.
Stay strong, Toddy. Got to bounce back next year, mate. Jeff of Hackham. G'day, Jeff.
How you going, guys?
Hello, Jeffy. Your day wasn't the greatest one, but despite the performance.
Not at all.
Tell us about it.
Drove bloody 8 hours up to Coffin Bay to the brother-in-law's place.
Yep.
Sat down, watched all the prelim stuff on Fox.
Yep.
Started drinking.
Yep.
About 2 minutes before the game starts, telecast cut out. Fox didn't televise the game. And where they are, they haven't got reception for standard channels.
Oh, no.
Jeff.
I think you win.
Yeah.
I think you win, Jeff.
Yeah, I was pretty pissed off.
How is the relationship with the brother-in-law?
Well, we're back in Adelaide. We watched the first probably quarter.
Yeah.
All I had was the score on the screen ticking over. And then he managed to get a station on his truck because he's a truck driver. So, yeah.
Oh, at least
he'll set the truck.
At least you're positive about it now, mate. You can laugh now.
Can I have a price?
Oh, yeah. But we'd had a bit too much to drink to drive 45 minutes to the nearest pub as well.
I'll give you a prize, Jeff. That's brilliant.
Double pass to see Melbourne United, Adelaide 36ers, this Thursday night. It's on. It's back. Titanium Security Arena. Tickets available at ticketmaster.com.au.
Great call, Jeff. Thanks. Thanks, family.
At least I got to see the rugby on Sunday, which was a shit game anyway. Yeah.
Thanks, Jeff.
Buddy.
Special edition two of the Round of Music at around about 5:30 today. Yep. I think a fair bit will be featuring the lovely boys. I think Paddy... Just on a different note for a moment, Paddy Ryder realised no third man up in Hindley Street either across the weekend.
Paddy Ryder. Oh, dear, oh, dear.
I think the police have the same rule, no third man up.
Oh.
Started at the year with Baby Jars, and after Hef had his little pool party in Norwood, he finished with Paddy in Hindley Street.
Well, we'll get more from Treads. I think Treads has got a bit more
Treads
to
is
tell
on
us.
The show too, because contract stipulates, so we've got him after 5:30
Now, Luke, can I share a story in a situation that I'm currently going through?
We're talking about you, your fitness.
Can I just take you back to December 2016 when I had a bit of a weigh-in?
Please,
because you were concerned about my well-being.
Well, my kids' well-being, actually.
Right. So then I went on a bit of a mission on to lose some weight and start to look after myself.
Mm, become a healthier version of yourself.
Well, I did. So that was back in December, and I felt ugly and I felt disappointed that I've gone that far.
Yeah.
Then all Christmas I was disciplined, and we had a weigh-in back in January 2017.
Yeah, which you got to...
108 kilo.
Yeah, from 114.2. Yeah,
right. That's it. Yeah,
and that was with jagging a calf over the break.
And jagged the calf, and I was on a roll. Anyway, so then I was feeling good. As you know, I was ripping. I was ripping everything that I was touching. I was taking on Danny Green in the studio.
You were.
I was playing footy for the Gazer Football Club.
Banana cakes, ripping them apart.
Picking up some votes. Lululemon photo shoots.
Oh yeah,
I was ripping it.
Lot.
The compliments I was getting, walking down the beach, all the mums and dads. Can I just fast track October 2017, 4-day tour of Melbourne?
Yeah. Yep. A detail, they call it.
To go and see a football side participate in a grand final.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
can I guess something right here, right now?
Yeah.
Did you get stung for excess baggage? Did you?
I've hit another hurdle, Luke. And family, big Papa Bear, the big rhino has just fallen off. It's, you know,
it'd be fair to say we put you out for a spell.
So, I got injured playing footy.
Yep.
Right, that really just derailed it. And I went to Dr. Jeffrey Verrill down there at Spark.
Chop Chop.
Yep. And I went and saw him today because my back and my knee sore and I've just got some aches and pains. Mm. But he said, look, there's nothing really wrong with you.
No.
It just may be what you carry. And he said it in a respectful way.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's another whack.
Mm.
Maz.
How many bags of oranges are you carrying?
Well, hang on, I'll get to that in a tick.
Right, cool.
Then Maz has just given me a bit of a clip over the week.
A little drive-by. How did this happen? I've been waiting for this because Murph and family, you remember, he got a bit bold there for a while, started wearing colours.
Well, I went to have a Robbie Flower in our hotel suite, and I whacked on the towel.
Oh.
And because I'm still in mourning of you, I just thought I'd have the towel. Well, jeez. She's gone, put that away. What has happened to you?
She said, I didn't realise I asked for the side screen to be moved.
She was mortified, old Maz, honestly. And I thought, what's wrong? So I went to to have a look at the mirror, and I actually thought, hang on.
Jeez.
Oh, no, I'm back to pre-December 2016.
Did you say to that man in the mirror?
I did say to him, where's the other bloke
did
gone?
Did you say to him, excuse me, what are you doing in my room?
So Maz has clipped us.
Oh, that's good.
My kids have clipped us.
Yep.
And then Dr. Jeffrey Verrill's clipped me.
In a respectful way.
Now, I was doing fast twitch with my boy Henry.
Where's he at?
Well, he's been trying to get me back for months.
Right.
And He's disappointed. He's dropped off me.
It was last time we heard record levels.
Record levels, smashing everything, Lou. Mm. So I've made a decision.
Yeah.
Right. So I was lying in bed this morning, and I was chatting to Mads.
Did you have an epiphany?
Hang on. And
there's one thing I want you to do for me.
What?
Come here. Win. Win.
Not again.
That's Mads.
What are we waiting for?
That's Henry.
Texas.
Bet you this rolls into $6 million
now. Andrew Jarman, man barely alive. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him.
How many times?
The technology.
Oscar, I'm
coming back.
It's too hard, Oscar.
Better than he was before.
We don't have the technology.
Better, stronger.
Lieutenant Danson, I'm coming back. If this is...
No chance.
So, can I tell you, and I'll be honest with the family, I weighed in this morning at home.
Right.
Can I tell you the number?
Yes,
can I be honest with you?
Yeah, go.
I'm back to 114.
All right.
So I've lost my way.
So here's what we're thinking.
Right.
Here we go. Right. Christmas. Rocky won.
Yeah.
Come out of the clouds.
Yes.
Just stun the champion.
Yeah, I did.
All right.
Yeah.
Probably going to fast forward through Rocky 2 into Rocky 3 where Clubber Lang's got hold of you.
Not Clubber.
So are we now expecting to go and train old school?
Yeah.
UV Drago.
Yeah.
The technology versus you just being old school down there at Henley Oval, running with the dogs. Step.
With the garbage bag on when I'm running.
What steps can you run up around here in Adelaide?
About Unley Oval.
Where?
At Unley?
Unley Oval.
Yeah.
The steps there on the Oval.
I reckon.
I'll do Adelaide Oval.
We'll send
Thank you very much.
We'll get you there, yeah.
No worries. Rocky.
So,
do you want to be known as Rocky from now on?
I don't know. There's only one Rocky.
All right. So are you? You're
so good. There you go.
Are you locked in?
I've got. I made a decision on the way in today. After Mads inspired me. Dr. Verrill gave me a clip.
So back at 114.
Yeah, I'm back at 114. So I need 6 weeks.
I've heard that before.
I've got to be cherry ripe for summer.
But you're not playing cricket.
It doesn't matter. But I've got to be cherry ripe.
All right.
So. I had to just share it with the family because I've always looked out for me.
So that banana cake you just shared with me,
you did too,
and gave me the small portion.
133 53. Give us a call right now if you want to have a chance winning $1,000. Quiz with no name. 133 53. Thanks to Automasters.
The Rush Hour, 4 PM weekdays. Thanks to Southern Volkswagen Ranella. 104.7 Triple M.
Great to have your company, family. Jars and Louis are driving you home on this cracking Tuesday afternoon. Treads after 5:30, the round of music around 5:30. And I'll tell you what, an exclusive with BT, Brian Taylor, who sat down and went one-on-one with Jake Lever when he made his announcement that he wants to be traded back to a Victorian club. You'll see all that on Channel 7 tonight after 6, but BT gives us a little insight as to what took place.
Yep.
And also we talked to him re-grand final and everything else, and calling his first big one. Jake Lever, I've got the audio when he spoke to the boys.
You know what? I'm leaving. I'm f***ing leaving!
I don't know whether that was the right response, but that's what they went with.
Jakey.
Now, can I play you something out of the Melbourne Airwaves, Rory Sloane, and talk about try and kick a team when they're down. This is a discussion about Sloaney and so-called reports that he'll be the next one that wants out and wants to go home.
With all this rumour, with all this discussion, if you're the Adelaide Crows, would you go to Rory Sloane today and say, look, Rory, is there anything to all this discussion we keep hearing? I mean, it's getting louder and louder. Do you want to go home at the end of next year so that if we're actually talking to somebody now, we could do a deal for you now? Would you be...
Yes.
That's SEN, Timmy Watson and Gary Lyon. Well,
what are they going on about?
So all this talk about Sloane wanting to go... The last time I heard talk about Sloane in St Kilda... was just before he put pen to paper for his last deal.
Yeah.
And I've heard nothing
which
since.
Which expires end of next year.
And you have got your ear to the ground far better than me. Have you heard any talk about
none at all.
Link
That's
with
the
St.
first
Kilda?
I've heard of it.
I just,
why don't you stir the pot?
I just don't get that
Victorians?
Sometimes. Yeah.
Sloane's not
going even that, but I just look at that and you go, just been whacked, Lever's announcing, and then all of a sudden they roll out a bit of, oh, geez, Rory Sloane's probably the next one.
Where's the talk, though? Where was all the talk?
I don't know.
In Adelaide?
I certainly know that Sloane would be of a concern from an Adelaide's point of view, going, right, well, he's coming out this year. We'll have to work ourselves out. But they've got to get through this trade period and everything else and be organised and then go, right. And they'll have that all strategised with their list management and everything else.
Timmy.
Righto, let's see if we can just bump up
Come on,
the vibe
mate.
A bit today. Yeah. And let's do this and try and give away some cash.
The Rush Hour's quiz with No Name.
Yeah!
thanks to Automasters.
Your drive home isn't always smooth, but make sure your car runs smoothly. Call 1300 Automasters.
Oh, who's playing today, Goose?
Anthony of Fulham Gardens. G'day, Anthony. Welcome on a beautiful Tuesday to win the quiz with no name. We're due to give away $1,000. Are you ready?
Yeah, good to go, boys.
Anthony, who's your team?
AFL, I'm a Bombers man.
Oh, okay.
Bombers.
Right, all right.
Right, you are.
Just let you know that I hope you haven't been taking any performance-enhancing supplements for brain power.
No.
I hope I have, yeah.
I reckon the bloke working the buttons might be filing that one. You're taking the mental well-being tablets, aren't
absolutely,
you?
Yeah. Look at me. Look at
good
me.
Lad.
Have a look at you. Sharp today. 60 seconds, Anthony. Automasters, a lifeline. Have that in your back pocket. Don't forget to use it, okay?
Yep.
No, good luck.
Okay, mate. Number one, which team won the grand final?
Richmond.
Who won the Norm Smith?
Dusty.
How many one-day games did Australia win in the five-match series just played against India?
Automasters.
Who has Gary Ablett played more AFL games for, the Cats or the Gold Coast?
Geelong.
Okay, what sport does Kai Hampton play?
Pass.
Who is the men's number one tennis player in the world right now?
Rafa.
Okay, who is Australia's second highest ranked female tennis player?
Ashley Barty.
Which Port Adelaide player was charged with assault on the weekend?
Paddy Ryder.
Okay, which AFL team sacked their female CEO over the weekend?
Hawthorn.
Which team won the NRL Premiership?
Storm.
All right. What sport does Kai Hampton play? How long, Murph, has he got?
10 seconds.
10 seconds. Anthony, this is for the chocolates, my friend. Kai Hampton.
Quick.
Rugby.
Oh, I'll tell you what, we're going to the third umpire. We need to check this.
Check it, Luz.
Good luck, mate. This is tight.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Correct.
Good.
Well played.
Anthony, the old Fulham Gardens, mate. Well Kai played. Hampton, you'll know this from now on. He plays baseball. He plays for the Adelaide Bite. Well done, mate. Great effort. $90 coming your way.
Well played.
I'll tell you what. And you picked up Ash Barty. You did all the good stuff. Murph trying to be very clever over there and just make things a little tight on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
That was a good scare.
100, I reckon.
What's that?
Probably deserve 100 for that.
Yeah, geez, you're getting a bit cheeky these days, aren't you?
Heston and Boyd, $90.
Yeah, we can't trust how you'd spend it.
Good on you, mate.
$90, Anthony. Well played, mate. Everybody else, quiz with no name, thanks to Automasters. Back again tomorrow. And the Automasters lifeline was a great one. One game. We got spanked 4-1 by the Indians in the one-day series.
Yeah, embarrassing.
A shellacking.
Yeah, now we've got three T20 games against them.
All right, cool. That's exciting. All right, up next, I'll tell you what is exciting. BT's going to come on and tell us about his one-on-one with Jake Lever and the reasons, and we'll just paraphrase around so he doesn't spoil the story, but give us a little insight into what took place and also his thoughts on Adelaide's capitulation in the 2017 grand final.
It's the Rush Hour at Triple M.
Righto, Jar's got a very special guest on the line right now. It's the one and only BT. Bristle, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Good afternoon, boys. Why the call on what day is it? Tuesday.
Yeah, Bristle.
Well, we were going to ring you and say well done on the grand final, but, mate, I've on very good authority. You've been in town and obviously didn't call us for a coffee date. We know why.
Yeah.
But you've been in town doing some work for Channel 7.
Well, yeah, I was. I was there on the prelim final weekend a couple of weeks ago.
No, mate. Around about 9 a.m. this morning, friends of mine said you were spotted in town and have since made a quick exodus. So I can only put 2 and 3 together. The mail is, and it's on Twitter now, that Jake Lever has released and informed the Adelaide Footy Club he wishes to join a Victorian football club. So me trying to be clever, would I dare say that you may have interviewed him for Channel 7 tonight with that very request?
Got strong evidence, have you?
Well, you're a hard man to miss, Bruce, in a crowd. Mm. You're a big popular figure. So yes or no, were you in town
or not?
Well, look, put it this way. I wasn't on the ground very long. I was there in Adelaide for 1 hour this morning.
Yep.
Touchdown at 9, gone by 10:30. So that's an hour and a half, isn't it?
We've worked that out. Now, did you sit down with Jake Lever to get him to convey his thoughts on asking for a leave?
That's right. Yes. Now you've got to watch Channel 7. You've got to watch Channel 7 News tonight because it's the Jake Lever story. You know, it's only a minute or two, but he tells us why why he's leaving Adelaide and the circumstances, what sort of deal he signed with Melbourne, and what happens from here. So it would be very, very interesting. It was it was interesting having a bit of a chat with him this morning, I've got to say, and don't reckon he's been treated all that well since the decision.
Well, let me ask you this, Bruce, I thought as much would happen, especially if results didn't go their way. Disappointment runs awfully deep with some players, and when you do then give the news to jumping ship in their thoughts, that it's not never going to go down very well. So would it be fair to say that it hasn't been received well by some of the boys?
I think by a few of them, not many, but certainly if you look at the absolute top of the tree in some of the seniors, they haven't responded well at all, which I reckon is pretty bloody ordinary in this modern environment of football where players are coming and going all the time. I don't reckon they would have treated Dangerfield the same way as what they've treated Lever, and I'm not sure they would have... you know, next year when Sloane packs up his bags and goes, I'm not sure they'd treat him in the same way.
Go easy on that, mate. It's a bit raw still over here, Bruce.
Jeez.
Well, it's true.
Yeah, it's a bit raw. Oh, so, nice. Bruce, when we see it tonight, and in particular for Adelaide Crows fans, how will they feel when Jake explains his reasoning for going home?
Well, they will go, now we understand. Now we get it. Because they are all the... You know, the personal things that every mum and dad would appreciate. I mean, Jake's lost a grandfather and a grandmother over the last 12 months. Now, as part of the family unit, he has hardly been involved other than the funeral in any of that.
Yeah.
So that's a big thing to miss. And then there's a few other personal issues as well. So, you know, people just need to respect what these players are going through and respect their decisions. At the same time, having said that, he also did go on to say today that he had a wonderful time at the Adelaide Football Club and enjoyed the company of all.
Bruce, did he wrestle with when to time the decision? Was he always going to make it at the end of the year? We saw Dangerfield let everyone know sort of late in that year. It's a $64 million question. When do you tell someone? Because you never know how, A, the coach is going to react, and B, how the boys react, and C, whether it upsets the group itself.
Well, look, he doesn't talk about that, but knowing that I've had many conversations with him over the period of time, when was always a difficult thing because Adelaide were going so well.
Yeah.
So he never wanted to announce anything or say anything while Adelaide were playing.
Righto, Bruce, stick around. Got to get to a song. Need to talk about what you thought of the voting for the Norm Smith medal. I want to talk also about whether your sons have made it home yet. Stick around, Bruce. Please don't hang up. It's the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis and BT Brian Taylor on 104.7 Triple M. The great man, Brian Taylor, Bristle BT, is with us. Of course, if you missed it, drop the big news tonight on Channel 7. Bruce goes one-on-one with Jake Lever when he explains his decision why he's asked a request to leave the Adelaide Football Club. But we've got other things to talk about right now, Bruce.
Look forward to watching that on Channel 7. Bruce, I need to quickly ask you. You did your first grand final and you did a terrific game. I must apologise as a life member of the Adelaide Crows for our performance. How did you see our lacklustre performance on the big stage?
Oh, look, yeah, it was they just couldn't get into their rhythm. That chip and change of direction game off half back, they just weren't allowed to do that. I have to go and watch the tapers to see how Richmond actually stopped that. But they forced Adelaide to kick down the line time and time again. Guys like Rance and Grimes and these guys, Basher, who will be picking it off on half back. I've never seen Adelaide play like that. Every other final they've played, they've controlled it from half back. Little chip here, change of direction. They've done an incredible job. And so I didn't think that could be shut down. I thought that was, you know, winning footy and that they couldn't be beaten. So Richmond have done an incredible job somehow outmaneuvering Adelaide, who looked as solid as a rock to me.
Yeah. Dusty picks up Norm Smith. Plenty of good arguments could have been made for Basher or even Edwards and co. How did you see it on the day? I know it's tough when you're calling in the moment.
Yeah, I reckon you're right. Just listening to the expert comments, guys that I work with on day, Lingy, Duck, you know, Bruce, Richo, Tim Watson, I think they all thought it could have been easily Basher.
Yeah.
Martin had a good game, but he didn't have a Dustin Martin game, if you like.
Yeah.
I reckon you do get swayed by the fact that, you know, he is so brilliant and what he has achieved in the past, and that sort of helps a bit when you're deciding the best players. But look, he was probably, I reckon you could throw a blanket over six of them.
Yeah, good call.
And none of them were Adelaide players, except for Sloane probably in the first half and Jacobs.
Where to now for you? Is that hanging it up? Are we done and dusted?
Have you got chores at Mrs. Bristol?
Are we getting an invoice for the extra one?
Where do we go from here with you?
Tell you what I'll do. Yeah. Today, it seems you've caught me on the hop and in my clothes. I don't feel like I'm at work. I'm in the farm gear. Good. I'll give you a freebie today.
Nice.
And
management thanks you.
No invoice for today.
Right. Appreciate
that's
it.
A freebie.
Mate.
And I'm working on the farm. I've just shifted the cows into the third paddock. Bit dry over here, but plenty of green grass.
Yep.
And
nice.
Putting on 5 kilo a day.
Yeah.
So it's good going over
that's
here.
My big question for you then. When are you going into the third paddock? Do you in the off season, Bruce? Where do we go from here?
No, you're being a smart ass.
I think you are. Like, well, I'm suggesting Jars has been in your third paddock for quite some time.
You're saying that I've been in the paddock already. I think
you look good, Bruce.
I'm just asking, Bruce, do you go into the paddock now because your schedule drops off and you're just on the land now?
Mate, if I went into the paddock now, I would explode. What's that thing that a horse get and they can't walk because they eat too much grass. I forget what it's called now. Someone out there will know. But I've got a bit of that in me at the moment because I've just been eating too much.
Should we treat you like a good Angus and just put you in a smaller paddock until you can't move so you're super tender?
Well, my wife has put that horse out there, the grey horse that we've got out in the paddock. She's whacked that in the menage. It is never to eat again because it can hardly walk. And that's what I've got. She's going to put me in the menage. She's going to build a little canopy, little corrugated iron canopy in the corner of the menage. And say, you sleep there with the horse because you've also got that bloody thing. I forget what it's called now. It's like a gout.
Yeah.
The gout of horses.
Yeah. Hey, what about your boys? How did they front up after the grand final weekend?
Why?
Because they were on the rampage.
We're about family. Last time we spoke, you said they weren't in great shape and they were looking to enjoy it again.
Are they back at work?
Put it this way. I was walking out at 8:30 on Sunday morning and one of them was walking in at 8:30 on a Sunday morning. Now, he's a 24-year-old and was last seen with a 45-year-old, so I'm not sure what's going on there.
Well, he's probably looking for some experience on the CV.
Good on him.
All right, Bruce, so we can catch all that tonight, one-on-one with Jake Lever explaining his reasons for asking a request to be traded back to Victoria on Channel 7.
Channel 7 news tonight, boys.
Thanks, Bruce. Mate. Great work too on the granny, mate. Great working with you.
Thanks, guys.
There is the one and only BT on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louie on 104.7 Triple M.
6 o'clock tonight, so we've got a brilliant special featuring the life and celebrating the life of Tom Petty, who sadly passed away today at the age of 66. That's coming up right after the Rush Hour with Jars and Louie on Triple M.
The Rush Hour.
This is a music show.
As the crowd roars, music is spot.
The round of music.
Music to my bang, bang, bang ears.
Sometimes you can just sum it up best with a tune.
Yeah.
See if this works for the tunes for in 60 seconds times. Jake Lever, after being drafted to the Adelaide Crows, I want to be an Adelaide player for the next 10 to 15 years. And he's stoked. That's just been floating around Twitter. Thank you to our Twitter family for sending that on in. Mm. Lockie, nice work, mate. And with the headlines, True Believer. Not so much, but hey. Channel 7 tonight. Want to catch up and find out the reasons for his move back home. Righto, Juice. Kick it off, baby.
Richmond Footy Club on the weekend did this, Lee.
The winner takes it all.
Yeah.
The loser standing small.
That's the crowd. Yeah.
Beside the victory.
Tear up in a minute.
You will. Nice start.
He can't get any more gold in his trophy cabinet end of the year.
Oh.
He's just about won everything that's available
everything
in football.
Everything he touches.
He just turns to gold. And Dusty Martin.
Gold finger.
Oh, yeah.
He's the man.
Yeah.
The man with the Midas touch.
Yes, what a year he's had. Can I give one for Joshy Jenkins from the Adelaide Crows?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that you?
Yeah, that was me. Just a little clip.
Right, I kick it off. Look, I'm trying to give hope. I'm serving up hope today for the Crows fans. Mm.
Don't be sad,
guys.
Don't be sad.
Okay. 97, 98, of course.
Yeah.
Just didn't get this one done this time. A lot of people suggesting, and I'm one of those, that it might have been a lack of oxygen. Gastus.
Oh, no.
On a big stage.
My boys.
I think I might have text that to you at some
you
point
did.
In time.
No,
in fact, so much so that I've gone to the Bible of choke, Greg Norman.
That was my test against my mentor and the guy I've idolized so much. Did that have a subconscious bearing on the outcome? Who knows? Maybe it did. Maybe it didn't. I tried to back off a shot instead of going ahead and hitting a hard shot, which you should do under pressure, and I bailed it out to the right. It was probably one of the few poor judgmental mistakes I'd make in my life in the game of golf.
There's the shark talking about Gaston. Yeah, Jake Lever has announced today and will tonight the reasons for heading on home. Sing it with me.
I'm leaving on a jet plane.
Love this song.
I don't know.
He won't be back.
I don't think he'll be required back.
Melbourne Footy Club is going in.
Paddy Ryder got himself in a little bit of trouble. Some would say this was the theme song the other night in Homer Street. And then I tell you what, I like to follow it off and finish off, ladies and gentlemen, with a bit of Tex Perkins from the Cruel Sea.
Yeah. Go Paddy. Where's the one you got? You got another one there? No. What was the one leaving on a jet plane?
Yeah, well, they're the same. Look, if
Murphy's I like
there,
but
Murph.
I like the other one.
Grab the other one, Murphy.
Yeah,
if
I
can.
I love this.
I'm
going to
take a ride on a big jet plane.
Yeah. Great song.
I reckon we could have cut that off at Going to Take You for a Ride.
Well done. That was good for a Tuesday.
I love the on air audit. I love it.
How much out of 10 would you give it?
Yeah.
That was good. Let the family decide. It's not about me.
Tell you what, we're not done and dusted. Tread's chomping at the bit.
He's waiting out there to get in.
Well, he's not really because he's at work.
He goes out fourth wall.
He's not out
there.
Yeah, we can't. He can't be in two places
like
at once. Now nobody watches Nine much, but we can't. we can't. No, ratings would suggest that 7 is popular than 9. Yeah,
well, we know.
Is that fair? Cool. So we can't keep the guys up that Tredge is out here waiting because he's actually at work. All right, we caught up with Tredge a little earlier and he'll have his say about Adelaide and about what's happening in the trade period next. Yeah.
The Rush Hour, 4 p.m. weekdays, thanks to Southern Volkswagen Ranella, 104.7 Triple M.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's time for our favourite Warren.
Because I'm Warren.
Warren!
Gary Tredray.
Here I am, good stuff.
Yes, the wizard joins us. And the first question we ask of you, Treds, what did you make of Adelaide's capitulation on the biggest day of the year?
Well, they choked. It sounds harsh, and don't worry, I've been called a choker before, 2002, 2003. They were overwhelming favourites, and they didn't pack effort in their back. That's the thing that just does my head in. Yeah. Now, I'm not even Crow supporter. I went to the game as a neutral. I picked Adelaide, thought they'd win. Also thought Richmond could challenge them if they did exactly what they did on the weekend. I didn't think it was going to happen. Too much firepower.
Mm.
But the bit that got me is players lack discipline. No one on the mark when Richmond were starting to try and make a charge, the Riewoldt goal. Then you look at the Townsend smash Matty Crouch. Brad goes in. Sloaney stands there.
Mm.
Four Richmond blokes come in.
Mm.
There was a real intent from Richmond from go to woe. Yeah. I know Adelaide kicked the first two goals. I thought it was a false dawn because they came from petty mistakes you don't normally make, a little bit jumpy. But from that moment on, you know, Riewoldt missed three goals before he kicked one. And I feel everything Richmond was doing from the intent stakes and even quarter time, plus 7 contested ball clearances, the whole lot, Adelaide just didn't show.
So how many reputations have been tarnished within that Adelaide Crows footy side?
Lots. Well, okay. You know, Tex.
Yeah.
Ducking his head in the first ball he goes to, gets a free kick, didn't imprint himself on the game in terms of, you've got to learn. And I think there's a little bit here. There was a disease that set in their forward line a couple of years ago. It was the back leading,
Yep.
That's all good, well and good when you get amazing ball.
Yep.
And we saw it against Geelong. We saw it against GWS. The forwards can do whatever they want.
Yep.
But they haven't learned, because it's become so easy, they haven't learned how to do it when it turns to SHIT.
Yeah.
I think Jenkins was poor. I thought Eddie was poor. I thought Tex was poor. Atkins is no good. You know, Seedsman no good. Sloaney good, but then fell out of it. A young kid dominated him.
Well, second half.
The crowds tried hard.
Mm-hmm.
The defenders got isolated because, you know
what? They're under siege.
They're under siege. And what Richmond did is isolate them, separate them, make them defend. And even Talia got touched up by Riewoldt.
Was he a bit lazy in the box? Did he do enough in the box?
I didn't see him do anything.
Mm.
Yeah, not saying anything, but halftime screamed out to move magnets. When it's not working, you can back your players in for so long, but an hour of football and you're still losing.
You got to try something.
They're up still, but every indicator, as he always says, the indicators, the reason why we change our indicators, the indicator stunk.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to change. I would have put Betts in the middle or Cameron in the middle, change the total mix, turn it into a leg speed game. I don't know. But there was no intensity. Jacobs got a lot of hit outs, but I thought Nankervis was as good, if not slightly better, because he was just competitive, took marks behind the footy.
Yeah, he was fantastic.
And I just didn't see any moves from halftime.
Were they caught up in Dusty Fever, rather than Norm Smith? It was just a nice little fit on the day. A
little bit. He was still pretty bloody good.
Basher Hurley should have been the North Smith medalist.
You know who I loved second quarter? Edwards.
Yeah.
Yes.
He had eight, and he was brilliant.
He was reading Source's arm at the stoppages. What about
through traffic?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't panic. Nah. Amongst pressure.
And what about
ends?
His quick gives?
Yeah.
What about their kids that just played?
What's that?
The kids that played in their team.
Yeah. All of them.
So just outstanding. Yeah. You commend them for that performance.
They were good. Hey, quick bit of trade stuff too. Yeah. Port Adelaide, we talk about Young. He's looking at options.
So where's Aaron Young going to go? Gold Coast?
If there is some interest, but if there's no deal struck, Port, I understand, may offer him a one-year deal. Same to Archie.
What about Jars Impey?
Well, there's a lot of money
Bulldogs,
being offered
Kangaroos?
For him. No, the two are Hawthorn.
Oh, that's not bad.
And Bulldogs.
Go to Hawthorn.
But why would you go to Hawthorn?
Well, why not?
But what?
Cyril?
The thought around was if he could play with Jackson Trengove, his mate.
Yep.
Oh,
but you know what? Part of it is you've got to stand on your own two feet.
Jacko needs his nanny with him.
Yep. And life after footy.
Yeah.
Port's Indigenous program, I thought, might give him a fair job.
Yeah. Mm. Paddy Ryder, unaware that third man up rule applies in real life as well, involving police. You can't get in third man.
It was interesting that there's an allegation that there was a fight beforehand. His brother got king hit.
Right.
And then the cops saw the brother chasing and Paddy went in to look after his brother. But I think my understanding is he's put an arm on the officer.
Oh, yeah. You see the video. You can see that.
So the videos. Anytime you touch police officer, it's assault. So I think what will happen is the courts will take care of it. Yep. It'll be a low grade thing and people move forward.
The boys, I know they need a life, but don't go into the city.
Yeah, man.
Is he going to apology to our tech department? We've had five texts and he's trying to fix your mic.
Come on, mate.
You've got to tell them the truth. You ripped it out of its socket.
All right, let's go.
Put it this way, Treds. Just leave it. Leave it, Treds. MRP, I'll have a look at the footage. That is.
There's no cameras in the studio.
I'll probably be called as a witness. So to you, Trez. So maybe leave a statement before you leave.
He broke it.
See nice work. Enjoy your week.
Bye.
Not too much, though. Otherwise, people will think you've got your head up your arse and you like the fact that Adelaide lost.
Don't do that anyway.